Thank you.
Home Secretary should be accorded a wide margin of appreciation or respect in making her judgment.
Truly is the death of moral law, and all law should be based on moralism. And the ethics and the morals and the desires of the people of this country, it is their ethical duty under their code of conduct to listen to the people of Britain and to do what is right. This decision today proves, that the British government is only
is not terrorism. Saving lives is not terrorism.
We are surprised by today's judgment after a panel of senior judges on the High Court, including the President of the King's Bench Division, decisively ruled that the government acted unlawfully in prescribing Palestine action because of the significant interference with the rights of freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. We will fight this all the way.
Shocking moment for anyone who believes we have democratic institutions.
We will seek permission to appeal to the Supreme Court and, if need be, take this to the European Court of Human Rights.
Of an autocracy.
Is that no matter what happens in that building behind you, no matter what the government says in their declarations, no matter what the Home Office says in this country, your fight for Palestinian liberation cannot be crushed.
It doesn't matter in a sense whether we lost or won. There was going to be an appeal in any event. This will help to build our movement, help to build our resilience, help to keep us strong. They're not going to win in the long run, that's clear. Through some nebulous information that they couldn't tell us about, the government is somehow proportionate to describe me as a terrorist. And that was it. The Home Secretary is right because the Home Secretary is right.
Yeah, me too.
It says here that I oppose genocide, I oppose the terrorism is not violence, and that I support the Intifada, which is effectively, there's no equivalent that I could find in Arabic, but I support Palestine action.
Well, it's really depressing. Obviously, I suppose people aren't going to go the other way, but oh no, it's a long, long war. It's just one battle more. Every verse in the Bible, every stanza by church tradition says that you don't stand by when there's injustice going on. I can't think the great injustice and the genocide that's happening in Gaza and Palestine. People have died in their tens of thousands in Gaza. They still die daily in Gaza and the West Bank. We need to do what we can to stop it. We absolutely cannot remain silent.
Right, are you willing to walk?
No.
All right. The absolute corruption of Britain, really the whole world, by the evil Zionist lobby. I mean, look at it. A good lady here being arrested for holding a cardboard sign saying she supports Palestine action.